A gala opening concert called Sonic LA launched the much-anticipated Walt Disney Concert Hall in Los Angeles last night. The first of three evenings of inaugural concerts was meant to show off the acoustics of the new hall, from the intimacy of a solo violin playing Bach to the entire LA Philharmonic thrashing away with music by Stravinsky, NPR's Fred Child reports.
Walt Disney Concert Hall is brand new, but it's already achieved a kind of unofficial landmark status in downtown Los Angeles. The outside of the hall, with billowing, gleaming stainless steel curves, is attracting curious tourists and locals alike. Many locals hope that as a visual landmark and cultural center, it can reinvigorate the downtown area. But the real purpose of Frank Gehry's design is to serve the music played inside Disney Hall. The inside of the concert hall is sizable, with almost 2,300 seats, but it was designed to feel like an intimate space. Seating wraps all the way around the stage, giving it a cozy feel, and it was carefully designed to sound intimate as well. To show how the hall can bring out the nuances of even a single player, violinist Martin Chalafour played this solo prelude by Bach. Later on, eight brass players from the L.A. Philharmonic scattered around the hall to play music written four centuries ago. Giovanni Gabrielli wrote this to showcase the acoustics of St. Mark's Basilica in Venice. Last night, the same music showed off the warmth and clarity of the acoustics at Disney Hall. The L.A. Philharmonic won't be the only group performing in the new Walt Disney Hall. There's an ambitious schedule of solo recitals, chamber music, world music, jazz, choral, baroque, and contemporary classical concerts keeping the new space busy in the coming months. First, though, the L.A. Philharmonic will play two more concerts officially opening the hall. Living L.A. is tonight's, a concert of contemporary music, including a world premiere for electric violin and orchestra by John Adams. And Soundstage LA on Saturday, an evening of film music introduced by Tom Hanks, Catherine Zeta-Jones, and Steven Spielberg. Fred Child, NPR News, Los Angeles.
Pictures of the Walt Disney Concert Hall and documentaries about the new building are at npr.org.